Well, hello and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Hey, on Radio Thrift Shop, we get physical with records, tapes, CDs, reel-to-reels, 8-tracks. Radio Thrift Shop weaves through the forgotten side of the last century of recorded music. And I'm your laconic, iconic host, DJ Frederick, conductor of the Magical Mystery Tour, and no eco either. Well, on April 22nd, more than 1 billion people around the world will be participating in Earth Day 2012 and help mobilize the Earth. People of all nationalities and backgrounds will voice their appreciation for the planet and demand its protection. And together we will stand united for a sustainable future and call upon individuals, organizations, and governments to do their part. And while April 22nd may be Earth Day, we live on Earth every day, and we need to make this our home and our community. We need to stop the insanity, and we need to start the healing. So it is in that spirit of Earth Day that I'm going to be bringing you an album in its entirety by David Axelrod. The album is Earth Rot, kind of an ironic title. It was released in 1970. It's somewhat adapted from the Book of Isaiah and also the Song of the Earth Spirit, which is a Navajo creation legend. And we're going to hear Dennis Buttermere and Louis Morel on guitars, Robert West, Arthur Wright on bass, the wonderful Don Randy on piano, Earl Palmer on drums, Gary Coleman and Sonny Anderson on percussion, Ernie Watts, Jack Kelso, and William Green on saxophone, Richard High and Richard Leith on trombone, and the chorus of Clark Aaron Gassman, Diana Lee, Jerry Engelman, Jacqueline May Ellen, Janice Gassman, Jerry Whitman, John Joyce, Lewis Morford, and Tom Baylor. Earth Rot by David Axelrod.
In the beginning, God created, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
And God said,
the water began to a firmament.
And let the dry land
appear.
And God called the dry land earth.
Thank you.
oceans of the world are being broken, broken, broken.
Thank you.
whom can one teach knowledge and make to understand? For seeing the signs, they observe not, hear not.
If you are destroying your land, Train!
The album Earth Rot by David Axelrod in its entirety. You heard The Warning and The Sign. That was recorded in 1970. And is the Earth in better shape than it was in 1970? There's something like 7 billion of us humans on the planet now. And we act like we're the only species, that nothing else is alive. I fear for my grandchildren, and I wonder what kind of Earth they're going to inherit when they reach my age. I won't be here to see it, but each and every one of us can be thinking about how we contribute to the destruction or the healing of our planet. We also have to start thinking like a species and not like individuals. Because as an individual, you may not have to take responsibility for your actions. It's just this much. I'm just doing this. It's not hurting anybody. Okay, this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for tolerating David Axelrod, one of my absolute favorite musicians, composers, arrangers, an absolutely brilliant man. He's quite elderly now. I don't know what he is doing. He hasn't done any recordings probably for a decade or more, and I don't think he's in very good health. He did actually in 2004 or 2005, he did a live concert at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm going to try to get my hands on a copy of that, maybe play it in later editions of the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, also in 1970, a group called Hunter Musket released an album on Decca Records. There's very little known about them. I can say that the members of Hunter Musket are Doug Mortar, Terry Hiscock, and Chris George. And that's about all I can say about them. So we're going to hear a couple of tunes from Hunter Musket.
Thank you. at me. Laugh at me as I pass by. Then the bitter cold, the biting wind, the biting wind tears at my heart.
facts are unchanging. The paper's grown cold with the waiting. Still the letter's unwritten, but my pen's overflowing. So I look to my life and I smile, it's alright. But my shivering heart doesn't know how to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chief hope of our enemies is to divide the United States along racial and religious lines and thereby conquer us. Let's not spread prejudice. A divided America is a weak America. Through our behavior, we encourage the respect of our children and make them better neighbors to all races and religions. Remind them that being good neighbors has helped make our country great and kept her free. Thank you.
No one hears his lonely sigh. There are no blankets where he lies. In all his deepest dreams, the gypsy flies with sweet Melissa. It's a song that I played on the air back in 1974. Wonderful song, wonderful album. Eat a Peach, the Allman Brothers. That song and that album mean more to me now than they ever did. This is DJ Frederick. I want to thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, all seven of you. And if you'd like to communicate, you can email me at FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Emerson, at Colby. Oh, sorry, mustache. No, colby-sawyer.edu. Here's an old 45 by Larry Henley, Starship Shimmer Eyes. Thanks for listening.
What you want. green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady feels like I never see. Setting suns and lonely lovers free.
See?